Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680. As we roll along, we got plenty coming up for you here over the next few days. We've got the game tonight, Louisville and Maryland, not Miami. I'm going to try to not say that. Women's game tomorrow. Big game, big home game for Jeff Walz's squad. And, you know, I think, you know, people, it's one of those things people say they, you know, oh, I love, you know, it's like Bellmer a lot of times. Oh, I love Scotty's teams. You go watch the game. I haven't been to a game. You know, well, same thing with the women's squad. This is top five opponent.
Ohio State. Yeah,
yeah, Ohio State.
They're
trying to
4-6 in the AP and coaches poll. Yeah. Ohio State is. And it will be broadcast on the ACC network, but get down to the Ump Center.
Yeah, we'll have it here at 93.9 The Ville and our partners at 970 as well. So 7:30 tip, top 10 team. And again, they could really use their support down there for
They lost two games, yeah. You know, in their MTE, their multiple team event, and
their MTE,
Yeah. But you know, it's their first time out of the top 10 in quite some time.
Yeah.
But this team,
yeah, I think, was the stat 98 straight weeks.
Is that what it was?
He gave me the stat last night that they were 98 straight weeks. I think it was in the top 10. Is that possible?
That's amazing. Yes, it's possible because I remember
they've been in the top 10 forever. Yeah,
in their league and in women's college basketball, and they're going to get back to the women into the top 10. I believe. I'm pumped about this game. It's an opportunity to kind of reassert your way. And I hope Haley can play on Wednesday, Haley Van Lith, because she was held out. And, you know. Knee injury, something like, I don't know, it's looked like a knee, I guess. But my parents are actually going to the Middle Tennessee State game in Murfreesboro on Sunday.
Oh, wow. That's when they play there, yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to go down. So, they're going to head down there and see Coach Walz. But they'll be at the game on Wednesday as well.
Yeah.
It's a massive game for the women's program.
Yeah.
Massive. So, get there.
Texter says, not only is UK game, and UL for that matter, going up against the NFL, but for Kentucky's standpoint, they're in London. Not only is UK game going up against the NFL, it's in London going up against the World Cup. Who scheduled this game for ABC?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Texture says, newsflash, not all of America watches the NFL. Yes, they do. Look at the ratings. 90% of the U.S. could care less about college hoops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, because we don't do a good job of marketing this sport.
Right.
That's always been my position. This is the worst marketed. The tournament is so good that they just go, whatever you want to do the regular season. The 3 months of the regular season.
And everybody's catching up to all these teams in the tournament. And like for people who like us who are kind of locked in and watching college basketball, CBS is doing all these stories like, yeah, we know. Can you do something else? But for the watching audience, that's the first time they've probably watched college basketball this year.
Right. I just think there's a way to grow it. I know that you know, it's not going to be the NFL. It's not going to be college football. It's not even going to be some of these crappy bowl games we'll make fun of that destroy college basketball ratings. But my point is, I think part of it is the deterioration of the marketing of the sport. And yes, the, you know, one and done era, let people not get, you know, used to seeing players and knowing names and building a brand and all that. I get that. But when you're scheduling games at 1 o'clock on Sunday in London while the World Cup is going on, I think there are better ways to do it.
Right. Right, absolutely. And, you know, that seems like not the year to maybe go over there or do it a different time, you know, or different, you know, later in the season.
Yeah, I don't know what the World Cup schedule is Sunday, but I'm fairly certain the people in London are going to give a damn.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to watch it regardless. It'll probably be a knockout game for Britain.
Yeah.
It'll probably be one of their knockout games.
We'll find out, right? After the pool play's done, they'll have a whole set of...
Won't we know? I mean, and it sounds like...
Maybe today or tomorrow,
I mean, World Cup draw. Let's see. Because, you know, you got the teams playing today. They all play at the same time today. So, let's see. Let me just see if it could be... No, I don't want your damn cookies. You know,
nobody wants the cookies.
Nobody wants the cookies. I don't. You're going to spy on me anyway. So, I mean, what? Just, you know, go ahead and lie to me.
Yeah, there will be a game on at 10:02 on FS1. But I don't. But the teams, drawn in yet. So
right. They got to finish pool play today. But yeah, I'm certain it'll be Great Britain in London. Well, going up against the NFL here. This is how we're going to grow the sport. Just how we're going to grow the sport.
That's how we're going to do it. You got to be smart about it. And I do think the Friday night games.
I think Friday night is where they could exploit it during NFL season and during college football season.
I think Louisville fans like a Friday night game.
Yes.
Like, give me more Friday night games. It's perfect.
Remember the one where Siva hit the game winner down there against someone? Georgia Tech, maybe? I don't remember who it was. But
I remember. I can't remember exactly which game that was.
But it was a Friday night game, and it was a party. I mean, it was great.
Last year, we had Friday night game. We played the puck. We lost. But that was a fun night.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you're going down there, get some dinner, make it like an 8 o'clock start, you know, get a little dinner.
Or you could just go to the game. You know, everything's got to be a damn production with you.
Yes,
got to go to Ruby's.
Does. Yes,
like, go to the game.
I want to have.
That's the one thing I appreciate about Duke. As much as I hate Duke, and don't get me wrong, I hate Duke. It's about the basketball. And, you know, the concession stand is like your average grade school.
Yeah.
It's basketball.
Football's kind of like that for me. People are like, hey, come to my tailgate, stuff like that. And I try to go to their tailgate, but a lot of times I'm like, I want to get into the stadium. I want to see the players. I want to see them warm up. I got to see who's available. Yeah.
It's fine. It's good.
Yeah.
It's about the football for you.
It's about the football. Yeah, yeah. Like, you could, the screens for me are about the replays.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see the replays in the stadium. And, but it is about the football. Like, but I'm more football focused. So that's just kind of how I am.
I think everybody is right now.
I hope so. Oh, by the way, football, just to kind of go through our bowl scenarios.
Good luck.
No. I just want to hit this because it ties into Purdue, who's preparing for Michigan.
Apparently,
without their quarterback.
Well, they may not have their quarterback because his brother died. We were just seeing this.
Yeah, his older brother.
In the break.
Yeah.
We don't know. I don't know what happened at all, but I don't know. You don't know if Aiden O'Connell's going to play.
I mean, I think he'll play. I mean, right? But maybe he won't.
Death of a brother. I am not
so tough
putting myself
and
in his shoes.
Obviously, not in practice right now. So, but here's the situation: the ACC. Okay, mm-hmm. if the Orange Bowl team, or our team that represents the Orange Bowl, is playing a Big Ten team. So, like, if Purdue beats Michigan, which would knock, like, Michigan or Ohio State into the Orange Bowl.
Okay, but let's assume Purdue's not going to beat Michigan.
Okay, well then, if one of those teams is in the Orange Bowl, like, because the Rose Bowl in that scenario would go to Purdue or Michigan or Ohio State. Like, so really, the scenario is Purdue winning the game, Michigan going to the college football playoff, and Ohio State going to the Orange Bowl. If that happens, the Outback Bowl, which is now the Reliant
Time out,
Bowl.
Wouldn't Ohio State go to the Rose Bowl as a higher-ranked CFP team?
If Purdue wins the game, they go to the Rose Bowl.
I get that. Let's assume the 15-point underdog loses the game.
Yes. Then in that scenario, yes, Ohio State would go to the Rose Bowl.
That's the most likely scenario.
But if Purdue does win, mm-hmm. Ohio State would go to the Orange, and then the ACC would get the Outback Bowl on its list, which would open up another Florida Bowl opportunity.
So Jeff Brohm could open up a Florida trip, is what you're saying.
Correct. That's exactly what I'm saying. Okay. We got to root for Jeff Brohm on the outside. outside chance that they can win this game without their starting quarterback.
Well, we don't know. We just don't know the status of the starting quarterback.
Yeah, it would create an Outback Bowl possibility for the ACC. Get Notre Dame, open up the Gator Bowl. Now we're talking. Now we're in the mix.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they'll be going to the Outback Bowl, but just means there's a
scenario. A little bit more of a scenario. Although USA Today does have Louisville in the Gasparilla Bowl.
I am not. It's just a wild guess, man, because all the things that happened last weekend, all the things that could happen this weekend, it's just, you know.
Like, they're all over the map. Birmingham, El Paso, New York, Annapolis, Dallas, Tampa.
They literally listed in, like, every ACC tie-in if you find someone who has bowl predict. It's a fool's errand. It's an absolute fool's errand.
I kind of like looking at them, but... I'd also like to see the teams we're going to play. Potentially.
I'll just wait till Sunday because I just don't think anybody has any insight on it. They're not. I mean, I don't feel like I've seen. Of course, I haven't been to many of the press boxes. I guess I was briefly at the UK on Sunday. Are the bowl reps still doing the fake visits?
They still show up every so often.
It's not even
not
there.
As much as they used to. Used to see them all the time. You'd have to ask Rocco that question because they. I mean, the seating assignment. You still see them like listed on the seating assignment, but I don't know if they actually show up or not.
Yeah. Texter said, I got to confirm this because, let's see, what group, okay, they're in group B is England.
B would play at 2 o'clock.
On Sunday.
1B would play at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Yeah.
England's going to play soccer in the World Cup at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah.
And they've got this game in London between Kentucky and Michigan, a highly marketable game that they throw in at 1 o'clock Eastern in the United States up against the NFL.
Who's 2A? Do you
and
have 2A?
In England. It doesn't matter who they play.
Because
the whole
country
is going to be fed up with it. You're not growing. I mean, it's remarkable.
2A. I don't know how to follow this sport.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have any idea. It's like, I was like trying to bet it on online yesterday. And it was like,
there's
plus
two over under
bet for the tie. You're doing all this stuff.
I understand that part. What I don't understand are the over under wagers in the World Cup where it's over 2 and over 2.5. I don't know what that means. I almost want to bet it just to see why I would win or lose. But I don't.
This is not my sport. That's for sure.
I like watching. Look, I like watching the U.S. play in the World Cup. I don't care about Spain and Wales if they're playing. Doesn't interest me. But we'll let you hop on in if you want to 267-9680. Text away the UPS jobs text line at 437-9680. Text says, if Louisville loses the bowl game, does that change the attitude on Satterfield's job? I don't think so. I mean, you're making that decision before. What are you trying to figure out over there?
I'm trying to figure out. So they're either going to play the Netherlands or Ecuador.
It doesn't matter if they're playing you. The whole country is going to be watching it and not giving a damn about a major college basketball game scheduled over there.
Well, I just wanted to know who they're playing. I'm trying to figure this out.
Could be an inter-squad scrimmage in the World Cup, and they're still going to be obsessed with it.
They're going to be obsessed with you.
Ole, 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 ole. I mean, that's all they're going to do. Come on.
They're going to come up with some awesome song on the fly about the Netherlands or Ecuador, and they're not going to care at all that Michigan and Kentucky are playing at the O2 Arena.
She says, I'm not sure one was planned first, but I feel like the UK had been planned for a long time and moved because of COVID. Yeah, because that was the whole Chris Mack, moving the game and everything else.
From last year.
Seems
like if you could do this.
We want to make sure it's convenient. Let's see.
That's one of the best Chris Mack moments. I just wish the team would have been up for it. Like, what the talk that we had.
Oh, yeah.
But Kenny Payne did not win those games. I think we can all kind of...
Yeah, we can stop saying that. If you want to get in, 267-9680, that's the number to do that. Text away the UPS jobs text line at 437-9680 here as we roll along. Just looking at just a couple of other notes ahead. Again, we've got the women's basketball game tomorrow night, and we've got the men tonight. And... again, I don't know. I just don't know how we're going to talk about this basketball team all year. I keep scratching my head. I'm listening to the press conference yesterday, and
I don't think we can.
And I'm are these going to be the same questions all year long? What's wrong with the team? Why are they not good enough? I mean, what is going to click, for them? I mean, I did for once, it wasn't just a philosophical answer from Kenny Payne. It was an actual answer of, hey, you know, you've got these turnovers. What are you doing to correct them, especially the unforced ones? And it's like, okay, we're doing drills. We're passing the ball 10, 12 times, whatever number he said, before we're allowed to dribble. I'm like, okay, well, that's a start. That's better than what I've been hearing. I don't know if it'll work. I'd like to see it tonight. But it's still one where we got to see it, you know. And he keeps, you know, we work on this in practice, and then the guys don't do it. I'm like, okay, why?
Yeah, I think it becomes a hindrance to actually keep hammering it home after a while. To be honest with you, like to continue to talk about this if nothing changes, if we're in February and they're 0-4, for example, because I do think it's a conversation if you're taking 3 forward. 3 back, 4 forward, 3 back, you know, and you're making small gains. We can, you know, that's something that you can sell into the fan base. Hey, they're making progress. But and maybe they will, you know, and I hope that they do. You know, and if they do, we can continue to talk about it. But if it continues to be as bad as it has been in the first 6 games of the season, first 8 games of the season, as you always like to remind people.
Yes, we've seen eight games.
If it continues to be that, I think it's one of those deals where it's almost like Kenny Payne didn't want to talk to us in the summer. He didn't want to talk to us in the fall. So we don't really need to talk about it now. You know, so and let's let them do their stuff and let's focus on the transfer portal. And because the basketball at that point doesn't matter. You know, it just doesn't matter.
The thing that worries me is that because it doesn't seem to me what their style is, what their brand is, and they're not winning. That has to impact potential recruits and how they view the school. That concerns me more than maybe the product on the court does. And on one hand, you can say, all right, a player sees that and says, I'm going to go in there and play 40 minutes, you know, and get to the NBA.
Yeah.
If that's – but, I mean, also, do they look at that and say, I don't know, man. They're not winning. The guys that they have aren't, you know, seemingly playing even in some cases up to their potential. I mean, a guy like Sidney Curry has just got to play better. I just can't. He's a captain.
Right.
He's got 12 shot attempts on the year. I don't understand it. And, you know, Kenny's talking about him yesterday, you know, not being in shape. I don't understand with all the work they do how anybody gets out of shape. It's not like they're not, you know, running in practice. And
it's not like we don't have dieticians.
I don't know.
And, you know, and everything, every nutritionist and all the other things that might be at their disposal. I mean, it's the most well-funded basketball program in the United States. And so to act like they don't have the resources or whatever, just – play inspired basketball, like get inspired on the defensive end.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of where what people want to see.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't think any of us expected like a Final Four or anything like that.
I wanted them to be a 500 team.
Yeah,
I wanted to be a 500 team, and if they got to, you know, if they got to the tournament, oh my god, that'd be great. But you could see the construct of the roster and go, it doesn't look like it.
I want to see them play focused for 40 minutes. One game.
Yeah.
One game. Lock in for 40.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. You know? Like, lock in. Don't have some 8-minute spell where everybody's like, what the heck was that 8 minutes? Yeah. But the other 32 were fine, but the 8 minutes sunk you. Like, what happened against Appalachian State? Play focus 40 minutes of basketball.
Texter says, my feeling is he doesn't know what he's doing, and recruits now see it. Definitely makes it harder to recruit. Texter says, I really could care less about this basketball program. I've been told we have to be patient and not expect anything for at least a year, and even next year, a shot for being a bubble team. Mm-mm. I don't accept that.
No, LSU had one scholarship player. Murray State coach took the job. They're undefeated. He had to replace every single scholarship player except for one. It wasn't like it was like LeBron James that stuck around.
Yeah.
It was a average player. And he turned it around.
Texter says, we know why Kenny wasn't talking during the offseason. My mother told me a long time ago, if you have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Let's see. Scroll down. Texas, give us another round of Angry Sheriff. You can't replicate that. We may just have to replay that.
It's just one of those things that just,
you know, it's like, it's these soccer matches. They give them, you know, 3 or 4 days in between because it takes so much out of you.
I didn't rehearse that.
No,
that
you didn't.
That was not something that was a script.
No, I didn't know where it was coming. Yeah.
It just happened and I got it out. I've said it. And if you want to replay that throughout the day, that's fine. I don't care. I feel that way entirely and absolutely. And the only thing that can change it is if they start playing like they're serious about basketball and they start recruiting like it too.
Here's a text that really sums up everything right now, the state of affairs here. How do you win back a fan base that's become so disengaged? That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's the only question right now. Because it's a fan base that is, for whatever reason, got somewhat disengaged with football. You know,
coaching change to 2018 going 2-10.
Yeah,
get beat by Kentucky a bunch.
Yeah,
COVID. You know, a lot of.
But how do you? There's no debating the disengagement. There's a lot of disengagement. How do you re-engage them?
Yeah,
that is
so.
That is real. We could do months of shows on that simple question. And winning is ultimately the answer, winning in football and basketball. No, I don't think it is. I think winning brings people back.
It does, but like, okay, to get players at the highest level, like, I'll use DeAndre Moore as an example on the football.
That's the wide receiver.
Two in the country.
Yeah.
He comes to Louisville for the NC State game. We win. It's a good, you know, but there's 38,000 people at the game, maybe.
Announced.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And a 61,000 seat stadium. So even if that many people showed up, 23,000 people showed up.
Yeah.
He's going to LSU. He's going to Ohio State. He's going to Texas games that are ranked versus ranked, full stadiums, full capacity crowds, and the atmosphere is absolutely out of this world.
So
now, he's still coming here.
You got to pay him more.
We got to pay him more.
Now, but I don't know where the money's coming from, but you got to pay him more.
But when you're rowing a boat, the oars are so much lighter if everybody is rowing at the same time. And it is like we have guys that in football, it's like, oh, I want this coach or I don't want that coach. And, you know, they're not even coming for him. And it's like we're all fighting. It's like, don't you just want to win? We got all these kids coming in. And basketball, Kenny Payne could have had everybody rowing in the same direction.
What do you mean?
But he dropped his oars, man.
What do you mean dropped his oars?
He dropped his oars. He didn't go and do anything in the summertime.
Well, I mean, he could have talked every day if he wanted to. And if he starts out 0-6, I don't think it matters.
But it's about getting players. It's about getting dudes. And he didn't get dudes. And then he didn't talk to anybody.
He got one dude. He got Huntley Hadfield.
And then Devin Ray was never – I mean, has he played at all? Has he logged a second?
I know.
So, you know, it's just like you lost that initial burst of when a coach comes into the program.
Because there was massive energy when
massive.
He was
there. Everybody was encouraged and excited and looking at the landscape.
Whether you wanted him or not, there's plenty of people saying, you know, I didn't want that. You couldn't deny the energy that it brought.
Yes. And coaches around the country, football, basketball, whatever, when they take a job – everybody jumps in is like, okay, I'm going to back this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He immediately lost it. That is almost impossible to do.
Yeah.
And he managed to do it. So it's really discouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Very discouraging. So now, how do you re-engage the fans when this has already started?
Yeah, and re-engage. The answer is, you know, re-engaging is winning. That's it. And, you know, Satterfield, how he reengages him, I think is obviously a different path. I think if you sign a recruiting class, win a bowl game, that's some momentum for next year. Even with the thumping by Kentucky.
Yeah. We're going to have to work to keep Moore. You know, we're going to have to work to keep DeAndre Moore.
Well, all of them. I mean,
but him especially. I mean, he wore Georgia gloves in his title game last on Friday. You know,
that's not a good sign.
No, it's not a good sign. I don't like that. Now,
that's not a good sign, Mark.
But I don't like seeing you wear Georgia gloves, DeAndre.
My crystal ball. If I see that in my crystal ball,
yeah. But it's a Nike school, and they got to wear all Nike gear. That's part of it.
It's a Nike ice school.
It's a Nike high school,
okay.
Head to toe. You know, he's not going to be able to wear Adidas gloves at his high school. It's, you know, so you're going to have to wear Nike gloves. So maybe that explains it. But I do think DeAndre Moore is still coming here. Now, I didn't like seeing that.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't like seeing that. But if they sign and they show up, play well in a bowl game, I don't know who's going to be on this team for the bowl game, but I think we'll hold it together.
We don't know
who's going to
be on the other team for the bowl game, too.
That's true.
I mean, that's the other part of it.
Yeah.
In these you know, bowls that aren't, you know, part of the big bowls.
Let's not play academy schools where everybody that's on the team is going to be on the team for the bowl game.
Well, you're right. Yeah. That is a I'm betting all the academies this year in bowl season. As soon as the lines come out.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Nobody's going to the portal.
They're not a transfer portal if you're in the Air Force.
You're sticking around. Army, Navy,
you're pretty much
Air
there
Force?
To be in the Air Force.
Exactly. Yeah. They're going to stay in school.
Yeah.
Unless they get kicked
out. Do they transfer
out
to the Navy? I mean, I don't know. Naval Academy?
I tried Army. We're really going to go to Air Force.
Boy, you're right. In the era of the transfer portal, bet the academies in. How many are eligible? Do we know?
I have no idea, Drew.
I know Army Navy is next week. I'm going to do as much job as we can in promoting that. For a friend of mine,
Air Force was 9-3.
Okay, so they're going to be in a bowl.
Army.
Let's see.
5-6. They play Navy.
Okay. And then what's Navy's
and then
record?
Navy is 4-7. So Army could get eligible. Air Force may be your only opportunity if Navy beats Army. So.
All right. Yeah, boy, you're right. They're not transferring.
No. You played a full complement of team, a whole team, and then we had no secondary. It threw all over us. And, you know, and it doesn't look good when you lose to Air Force. Trust me.
Yeah, but I can understand.
But it's kind of the way it goes.
Yeah. All right. We will continue along here. 267-9680 is our number to get in. Text by the UPS Jobs text line. We've got plenty of those there that you can find out about. As we roll along here on this Monday. Again, I'm just scrolling through any other notes that I had to go with here. RGB, Red, Green, Blue, RGB Home Theaters. That's who, you know, that's where I tell I'm able to watch, you know, movies and TV shows like it's a totally different viewing experience. It is a totally different viewing experience. And you can have that same totally different viewing experience over it if you give them a call or look them up online. Red, Green, Blue, RGBHomeTheaters.com. Every job from just hanging a TV to they have over, I keep mentioning Barino's 502, where they've got the wall of TVs. They handle that. They handle my room. Scotty D, I think, used them for an outdoor setup. Andy's used them. There's plenty of people that we've been telling you about RGB for a while because they do great work. It's Red, Green, Blue, RGBHomeTheaters.com. And be sure to tell me who you're talking about. I'm here on the Theater Show.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Back at it here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680. We, of course, have the UofL game coming up for you tonight. Pre-game at 5:30. I printed off promo sheet. There it is. And that's not it. I went in there, and I went and got it. Andy makes them every day. I went and got it, and I don't know where the hell
it is. You want me to help you find it? Which one do you want? Which one do you want?
I want the promo sheet.
Well, I've got it, but
okay. Well, but promo something.
well, promo something. Okay, Jeff Walls is back in action Wednesday night as the Cards host Ohio State, and you can hear it all right here on 93.9 The Ville. Join Nick Curran for pregame coverage at 7 p.m. with tip-off at 7:30 p.m. And then following network postgame, join Dave Skull and Chrissy Panna for the postgame show.
That? Postgame show.
It's all Wednesday night on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app.
I mean, you don't have to word for word. You can just, we got women's basketball. We got a big matchup. We got a top 10 opponent.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going to have a post-game show with Dave.
I'm Ron Burgundy. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Andy could type all manner of things in here.
And you just read it.
I just read them. Yeah.
And it is championship week. We got all the championship games. Pac-12 will be probably the most interesting one. That'll be Friday night. On Saturday, we got the SEC, the Big Ten, the ACC championship. It's conference championship week on ESPN Lowell, presented by UPS. Jobs Kentucky. Apply today at upsjobsky.com.
I don't know who I'm rooting for. Like, I think I'm rooting for USC.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, sure. And because I'd like them to be in the playoff. I'd like some new teams in the playoff. So if they win, they're in.
But am I rooting for Georgia?
Or am I
rooting for chaos there?
Well, even if Georgia loses, they're still in. They're staying in. Yeah. I don't think you're dropping them down below that. But, right? I mean, I don't think.
I think, even if LSU wins, it just gives them the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
And then Georgia.
Clemson, North Carolina means absolutely nothing for the championship race. I'd love to see Purdue win. I'd love to see Purdue shock the world, turn the college world upside down, and then make Nick Saban and everybody else start politicking all Saturday night. I mean, the crazy thing is that's the last game. That's 8 o'clock. That game ends at midnight. 12 hours later, you're going to have your four teams in the playoffs.
It's going to be awesome.
Obviously, Purdue's a huge underdog, but if they win, that turns the college football playoff world upside down.
It does. Well, and then also, if Kansas State, who's 9-3, they're playing TCU.
Well, good point.
If they win, then I don't know who the fifth team is. You know?
Yep.
Like, I think chaos. You've got a free-for-all here. If anybody loses that's not Georgia or Michigan, and I think Michigan's probably in.
Can Michigan lose?
Not to Purdue.
I don't think they can lose to Purdue.
So is Georgia the only team that can lose and still stay in?
I think, but you're not putting Ohio State in over Michigan.
No, because they just played.
I sort of agree with what Wetzel said, that the top four should only be playing for seeding right now. Like these teams that are the top four right now, tonight, and we assume it'll be what? Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and USC. They shouldn't be penalized for going to their conference championship game and potentially losing, where Alabama's sitting at home, Ohio State's sitting at home, and they're going to be able to benefit by...
The only thing is that TCU, and losing to Kansas State wouldn't be like the end of the world. They'd be a 10-win team. But, I mean, TCU has played so many tight games. You know, they played Kansas to 7, Oklahoma State to 3, West Virginia to 10, Texas to 7, Baylor to 1. Mm-hmm. Like, there are so many games where they're one play away. And, you know, good for them.
Yeah.
They've executed down the stretch, but I could see if they lost them getting left out. And I just don't know who that extra team, that next team would be.
Oh, it's going to be a free-for-all.
Yeah.
Furniture John, good morning. Welcome in.
Good morning, guys. Two things. It's a true story. I've got you on the laptop earlier this morning, and I'm an hour behind you, so I got you on the laptop in the hotel room, and I come out of the bathroom just in time to hear Mount Blankenbaker erupt. And I guess I had it too loud, because then there's a knock on my wall from the room next door.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that furniture.
It was actually pretty funny.
So you weren't joking when you sent that text. The neighbor in your
hotel.
How loud were you listening to us?
I had it pretty loud because I was in the bathroom in the shower, and I was just listening. And, you know, I'm sorry. It was, you know, five,
that's funny.
Six, whatever, o'clock here. But
that's pretty funny.
So woke somebody funny. Up in a place that I'm not even near.
Right. But, God, and you did erupt. Wow.
I owe you a phone call, too, Furniture John. Sorry about that.
When my beloved daughter was in high school, we would have date night. And sometimes it'd be date night or movie night or whatever, dinner or a movie. Our favorite chick flick, and I probably know the words to that movie as well as you know Top Gun, Drew, is The American President. And that movie was sneaky long as far as a good movie. Oh. So I love the reference this morning about I'm Andrew Shepherd, and I am the president.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I like that.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Prince.
And then as far as tonight's game, I guess, Mark, you're betting against them again?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got Maryland minus 12.5, and I'm what I'm doing is I'm taking 150. So I'm taking the winnings plus and then half. You know, so basically I'm gonna make sure I guarantee a profit,
some.
But I'm doubling up. Kind of not doubling, but I'm like 50%ing up every single time, and until they lose.
Doesn't that hurt you against your grain? Well, no, you left the game early, though, not at her.
No, I don't even know this guy anymore.
No,
I don't know this guy
anymore. First, John, this is very painful, this season, this basketball season for me. Like, I love Louisville football, Louisville basketball as much as anybody, okay? But, like, if we're going to be awful.
He's going to profit.
I'm going to make money, okay? Because my heart might be crumbling and imploding into itself, but my wallet is getting fatter.
This is what, yeah, we need Celine Dion. My heart will go on right now. Yeah.
You know you have 24 more games, right?
I know, 24 more chances to pay off the mortgage.
Okay. Well, again,
if I could parlay them all, I would.
I love the knock on the wall this morning. That was pretty good. And no, Drew, I wasn't kidding.
Thought you were kidding. Yeah, we'll have to replay it. All right, appreciate the call, Furniture John. I'm seeing this now. Churchill Downs and DraftKings have entered into an agreement to launch DraftKings Horse.
Okay.
So Darren Revelle has that right now, but it's a multi-year deal. It's going to bring paramutual wagering on horse racing to DraftKings. I mean, this is Churchill Downs started their own sports book. I don't know.
That market was saturated.
Yeah, it's saturated.
Hard,
market,
tough market.
Whatever. I mean, DraftKings and all these have spent money, more money marketing than they're making. They're not actually profitable yet, is my understanding.
Really?
But because they spent so much money on advertising, because they want to be your go-to, you know, thing you bet on. So people, just the way that, you know, Twin Spires is, but you're going to have a whole new line of people, it seems to me, that may not bet on horses that have their DraftKings that now go, let me try the ponies. So it's going to launch. There's no specific date, but I'm told it's going to launch in a few months. They'll be able to bet on horse racing using a standalone branded app. So
it won't be in the same, because that was going to be my question. Like, here's the one thing about, like, so I have it.
Let me just read this. DraftKings is going to launch DK Horse, which is going to allow DraftKings eligible customers, so I guess they got to be in the right states, to bet on horse racing using a standalone branded app. So I guess that's a separate app. So the initial launch of DK Horse will require customers to sign up, put their money in, and then they'll have one wallet, though, that's tethered to their DraftKings sportsbook.
Oh, that's huge.
So, yeah, you have the same wallet, but I guess you have to do
two different apps.
Yeah, and they plan to integrate DK Horse into DraftKings product later. So they're going to launch this now. They're going to merge them eventually, but your balance, I guess, will be the same.
What does it mean for Twin Spires?
That's a great question. I'd say what it means is Churchill Downs Incorporated is going to make even more money.
Right.
That's what's
I did look it up. DraftKings is negative $3.44 per share last quarter.
Oh.
So they're
what's the price of the share, though?
Oh, $14.84.
Okay.
But their earnings per share, they are losing about $3.45 a share. Losing a little bit of money.
Check out CDI stock. It's just
it's very good.
Yeah. So they'll you know, Church, I guess they're going to provide DraftKings the wagering rights to horse racing that they own, you know, at CDI. This is probably, I tell you what this ensures, is there'll be more money bet on the Derby than ever before.
Oh, yeah.
Because people who don't watch horse racing, bet on horse racing, probably don't have a Twin Spires
account.
Most
likely don't, yeah.
But probably do have a DraftKings account.
So,
and go, oh, I can bet on the Derby in my DraftKings account? Well, fire it up, baby.
My brother-in-law, he lives in Philadelphia.
My
brother-in-law lives in Philadelphia, all of his friends are major gamblers, okay? But every single Derby Breeders' Cup, they're all Venmoing me money to place them bets because they don't have a a Twin Spires account. They just want me to do it for them, and I'm fine to do that.
Yeah.
Now they're going to be able to do that on DraftKings. They're going to be able to do that, so it does open up a whole market. And I like Twin Spires app. I know that Clint is a major user of ExpressBet, you know, and stuff like
that. He
still calls in his bets, but you know, and we all have our own app that we like. But it is kind of troublesome sometimes if I've got like a lot of money in DraftKings or FanDuel or whatever, and I got a lot of money in Twins, or I need to put money in one place.
I never
place.
Have a problem having too much money in my gambling
but
accounts,
no,
Mark.
No.
I don't know
more
about
money
you.
In one and have it in, like, it'd be nice if it was all in one gambling wallet.
And that's what nice. And that's what you're going to have here. Twin Spires is going to stay the same. They're not the Twin Spires app is staying the same. Is my understanding here?
Good.
So
that's what I like to use. But
that this will be the most bet Kentucky Derby of all time when you do something like this. Because again, the people that will watch the race, and it's the only horse race they watch all year. They might want to get a bet down, but they don't want to go through the rigmarole of signing up for a new app. They have their app. They can bet on the Derby. Boom! This is a good partnership, man.
Yeah. And that Churchill. Down stock is extremely strong.
Yeah.
Extremely strong.
Yeah. You think gambling's good for CDI? Yeah.
Maybe up that dividend a little bit, old Churchill Downs.
Blanking stockbroker. Yeah, basically, it boils down to this. They're giving DraftKings their content.
Yeah.
And they get DraftKings customer base.
Yeah, that's
huge. That's a good marriage.
Huge.
Man.
It's massive.
That's really... really smart.
I love it.
Really, really smart.
It's good for them. Yeah. Good for them. I like the one wallet thing. I think it will help out a lot. And you know, you promote that like Derby time, people will download that app. They'll share the wallet, you know.
Well, but you want people that already have a customer base at DraftKings that has spent massive amounts of money to market that product. And now you're Churchill, and you just get to have that customer base to say, here's your bridge to horse racing, and particularly on Derby Day or on, but I mean, I think Derby itself, I mean, it'll be year round, but my God, the amount of people that will bet on Derby that might not have been able to before is going to be astronomical, it seems to me.
Isn't it crazy how much more normalized sports wagering is now than it was,
except in like Kentucky
10 years ago? But even here, people are betting. Yeah. I mean, people are betting, and you know, I think that probably attributes a lot of the really crazy ratings that college football has enjoyed this year. I mean, they have, I think it's quadrupled the number of 10 million people viewed games this year than last year. And it's really starting to build. Like, the interest in college football, despite NIL and one-time transfer and everything that was going to ruin the sport, people are watching more than they ever have.
Sport succeeds in spite of itself. And it just continues to grow. I mean, I think more people watched the selection, not the selection show, the fake ranking show last week than watched the basketball game.
The classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Champions Classic. It was double the rating.
It was in between two of the major, four of the marquee names you're going to find out there. It was right after, Duke, Kansas, and right before Kentucky.
I got it backwards. Yeah, you got backwards.
Kentucky, Michigan State, and Duke, Kansas.
Yeah.
And more people watched the
selection show,
which isn't even a selection show. It's the ranking show doesn't really mean anything until this Sunday.
Yeah. it did double the rating.
It did more people than the basketball games that preceded it and followed it.
The Fenway Bowl is going to quadruple the rating of Louisville, Kentucky basketball on New Year's Eve. Like, you know, it will, whatever bowl game is on New Year's Eve is going to just destroy Louisville, Kentucky in terms of ratings. But the worst bowl games are going to have better ratings than the best basketball game that we'll have in our state this year that I won't watch.
This is a really smart thing with DraftKings and Churchill, CDI. That is really,
and we just gotta
really
get it, you
smart.
Know, we got to get sports gambling in our state. I don't know if we'll ever get it, but I'll get off my soapbox.
Texter says, I can see the DraftKings Derby ad now. Bet on every horse for $1 and win $800 guaranteed. Yeah, there's something like that. Texter, I love when you talk about things you have no clue about. I'm reading the press release, jackass. I'm trying to figure this out. Yeah, you know. Not the press release.
When they send something out to us, like while we're on the
air. Yeah.
You're learning about it at the same time.
You come tell me, you explain to me what an expert you are. All right? Trust me.
Trust me.
This is. It does boil down to this, and as simple as it can be. They're giving DraftKings the content, and they get their customer base.
Nice.
It's that's that simple, and that is a smart marriage.
Yeah, it's smart for both of them.
Yeah. Let's see. This is a long one. Dexter says, Drew, this is probably too long to read on air. Oh, try me. But when you get a chance, please read, and maybe it can be a topic of discussion. I'm sick and tired of people using nonsensical excuses for losing, and that is all they are. They don't mean anything. I'm talking about, one, they need to learn how to win. Two, they're trying to establish a culture. Three, they need to get an identity. They don't know who they are or even who they want to be. These are all stupid, but somebody came up with these terms. They sound cool, but now everybody uses them. Nobody questions them because they don't want to sound like they don't understand. They're nothing but excuses for losing, period. I don't know. I think the truth is somewhere in between. You do want to establish a culture. You do need to learn how to win. Like, I was around. I was embedded with Scotty Davenport's team for 5 days. I saw a culture. That is something they have worked hard to create. The players damn near run the practice. They certainly run warm-ups, and they run it with great energy, and there's a purpose, and there's a culture there. I've been around a number of teams. There is a distinct culture around Bellarmine basketball that is unlike, any team I've ever been around. I mean, I've been around a few. I mean, I've been embedded with very few. You know, Louisville basketball for a number of years, not now. Football a little bit for a couple of years. When I was covering NAI schools and, their runs at the national championship. But I've never seen a culture like Bellarmine has, and they have it. But it's taken a long, long time to build it because it has to be handed down from one player to the next. I don't think those things are BS. I think they do need to establish a culture, but we don't know what their identity is. I do think teams need an identity. Bellarmine has an identity. They pass, and then they make you work on defense, and they're going to run the shot clock down, and they're going to make themselves difficult to defend. So I think you do need those things. I don't necessarily think they're excuses for losing. I think they may be being used in some instances as that.
And I think Kenny Payne has talked about that he'd like for this particular team's identity to be on defense. And because they're so long and athletic, that while they're limited on offense, that they ought to be able to defend.
Yeah.
At the bare minimum. But the problem is that they let the offensive part of their game affect their defense. Whenever they miss a layup or miss a three, they lose heart. And mm-hmm. so what happens is they drop their guard down. Mm-hmm. And so then now the defensive is lacking for a 6 or 7 minute period, and that 6 or 7 minutes sinks them.
Yeah.
And they're playing good teams in Maui, and I understand that. And I didn't expect to beat Texas Tech or anybody, anybody we played really, but like we should have been able to beat App. Mm-hmm. Should have been able to beat Bellarmine in the opener. But went on a 19-2 run. App State had a crazy thing. They had a lead against Wright State. Like if they don't lose heart in these 1-point games, they're 3-3 right now. They're mm-hmm. 3-3, mm-hmm. and it's a different story that we're talking about in this moment. But we're not because mm-hmm. it did happen. And so, how does Kenny Payne get them to say, "Listen, this is the only way through"? Hard work, defensive focus for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
You do that one time, I bet you're a lot closer than you think, than right now it feels like we are.
We will continue along here. 267-9680. That is our number to get in. Fitness Market, get over there today, and you are going to save. They got 50% off on some items at Fitness Market. That's a four-figure savings. That's all you need to know is when you get over there to Fitness Market online at thefitnessmarket.com. That's the website to go to. And go over there, talk to Chris, Pat, Sarah Wider. You're going to see sticky notes there for their Black Friday sales. Everybody makes their New Year's resolution. Why are you waiting for the new year? Go ahead and get the treadmill now. Start using it. Work out on Christmas Day. And I do. It's great. Get up. You're done. You got the... They mean work out 20 minutes. It's 20 minutes more than, you're doing nothing. But whether it's treadmill, elliptical, rower, whatever you need, they have it over there at the Fitness Market online at thefitnessmarket.com. All right. Hour number 3. Straight ahead.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.